This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Roger Stone's coming up. Vivek Ramaswamy and more. Big news on the open coup against America and our right to vote for who we see fit. Coming up, the enemy is taking off the mask. They are now out in the open. We just launched a new report. It went up on X a few minutes ago at Real Alex Jones. Hope you repost it, retweet it. U.S. court orders release of 180 Epstein-linked names. Will Bill Gates be on the list? I get into that in the special report we're about to play. And these photos coming out with Bill Gates and the rest of them with the abusers of children. But the real abuse is more polio cases now caused by vaccine than by wild viruses. AP reports. And who was behind that? Bill Gates, ladies and gentlemen. So whether he's raping kids or not, he's raping them with these bioweapons. So I'm going to play this very, very important short report. And I know you already know about this, folks, so why don't you go get it at X? We'll post it at Infowars.com and share it, because that's what the establishment's scared of. That's what keeps them up at night is you. You got all the power. I'm just one of you. It's when you take action, we're unstoppable. Here's the report. Share the hell out of it.
Yesterday, a federal judge in New York ordered the Epstein client list of men having sex with children to be released to the world. If this really happens, it's going to send shockwaves throughout the political structure, because we now know that Epstein was working with the CIA, MI6, and primarily Mossad. Israeli leaders were caught going in and out of the building many, many times. The King of England's brother is deeply implicated as well. Now, the big question is, will Bill Gates and the Prince and others be on the list, or is this just a partial list they're going to be releasing? From our intel, though, it looks like some of the really high-end people that were involved in this and being knowingly compromised may not have had their names on the list. What really matters is the flight logs. And Bill Gates and Bill Clinton and all these guys are all over those flight logs going on the Lolita Express to Epstein's little St. John's Island. We're going to be breaking all of this down today at Infowars.com/show. We'll also put links up here on The Real Alex Jones on X. But I want to make something very clear here. Whether Bill Gates is on the list or not, Bill Gates was heavily involved with Epstein and denied it and lied about it. And that was the main reason his wife said that she left him. That was one of the main reasons. But here's the facts. Bill Gates, the AP, Reuters, they've all reported, funded the programs in different parts of the third world that have been proven to be the main cause of polio. The majority of new polio cases are vaccine-induced. This is the same guy that talks about, well, we just shoot experimental stuff right in the little kids' arms.
Taking things that are, you know, genetically modified organisms, and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein.
Who died and made Bill Gates our doctor? Who made him the person over our bodies? And now he's supporting the UN treaty to turn control of our bodies and major medical responses over to the United Nations. So I don't know if Bill Gates ever had sex or molested any children. I don't know that. There's no evidence of that. But there is massive evidence of him trying to bring in a biomedical tyranny worldwide. And at the end of the day, being raped by some experimental shot that gives you polio, I think it's even worse than being sexually raped, but I'm certainly not lessening that. But this is the reality. This man and the people that he has basically had working for him setting up this planetary medical dictatorship are monsters, ladies and gentlemen. They're not our doctors. They're not our bosses. They don't control our bodies. And we need a worldwide declaration of independence against Bill Gates, the UN, Klaus Schwab, and all of them, and this UN treaty, which the official draft is out right now, that literally takes control of our nation's medical responses and our bodies. I'll see you at Infowars.com/show, and I can't wait to see who's on that list when it gets released January 1st.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
All right, there's Roger Stone right there on screen. We're going to break. In 60 seconds, he's got the down low on this Colorado operation against the American voter.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
About to lay out what really happened in Colorado yesterday, what it means to America and the deep state.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become?
The Democratic Party,
my sweet,
is the greatest threat to planetary peace and survival
everyone
the world has ever seen. They've established judicial tyranny in many areas of the nation, and they are the totalitarians. They are the ones establishing a bureaucratic dictatorship. They are the ones surveilling and censoring and targeting their political opposition. They are the tyrants. And everything they do blows up in their tyrannical faces. The problem is they keep doubling down. President Trump was never convicted of insurrection, never charged with it. How do you then get precluded under a Civil War law from running for office when you're the front runner and you're taken off the ballot when you've not been convicted? Well, Roger went through kangaroo trials. I went through them. Letitia James just said last week, we'll cue it back up, that Trump was found guilty in New York before the trial began. That's what the judge said. No jury. So we forced them to take the mask off, and even Frank Luntz came out and said, this will just turbocharge Trump. I hope the Supreme Court overturns it. But great political analysts back to the days of Nixon, Ronald Reagan, right through Trump, got Trump to run, is the consummate Trumpian, Roger Stone. Roger, this is really brazen. This is next level. This is really blowing up in their face.
Alex, you're absolutely right. I mean, first of all, I think it's important to note that this was not unexpected. So this idea that the Trump campaign has been rocked or that there's some shock or we've been caught by surprise, that's entirely false. In fact, I'd have to tell you, as a veteran of 13 national Republican presidential campaigns, the Trump campaign is the leanest, most efficient, most effective, best organized, tightest presidential campaign I've ever been involved with.
And by the way, you were being honest when he first ran 6, 7, 8 years ago. You said that this is a problem. This is not being run well. You're saying right now this is eye of the tiger.
Yeah, he really has excellent people, and they know what they're doing. We're supremely well organized in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Nevada. We have excellent organizations in the works. I say we as a supporter. The campaign doesn't leak above all. So once the lower court in Colorado rejected this but laid the groundwork for the state Supreme Court, basically that judge at the trial court level saying, well, Trump was guilty of insurrection, but because of the way the statute is worded in the 13th Amendment, perhaps it doesn't apply to Trump. It's kind of obvious that this was coming. Now, we understand a couple things. First of all, this decision is essentially toothless, meaning Trump's name remains on the ballot. The Trump campaign will file an immediate appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the court in Colorado, which is all 100% appointed by a Democrat governor, every member of the court is a Democrat, but this still only passed on a 4-3 decision. This is basically a toothless ruling, meaning the only way for President Trump's name to be taken off the ballot is for the Supreme Court to decline to hear the appeal, extraordinarily unlikely, or if it reaffirms the Colorado decision, even more unlikely.
Let me stop you there. I'm going to give you the floor to walk through the technicals. We appreciate you being here. But for me, big picture is, yeah, it's toothless, but it shows the recklessness and the escalation curve. So where do they go next? To me, the craziness of this, the wildness of this, not convicted of something, the law says you have to be convicted, the law is very clear, a five-year-old can read it, and they do this. It shows that these people are panicking, they are in total paranoia.
There's no question about this. I think that they are apoplectic, they're near hysterical, because it's not just this. Everything they have tried has backfired exponentially. In other words, this effort to destroy Donald Trump through a tsunami of lawfare has backfired very badly, has actually turbocharged his campaign in a way that nobody could have foreseen. I mean, Alex, look, I've been around a long time. I've studied a lot of polling. I try to be dispassionate about it, even though I'm a strong supporter of the president. I worked for Ronald Reagan. He was one of our greatest presidents. He was also extraordinarily popular. Very popular at the grassroots, but even he never enjoyed this level and intensity of support. Back when the president first announced that he was running, I was on board, but I was concerned that there would not be the kind of enthusiasm, the kind of intensity that it takes to pull off one of the greatest political miracles in the country. Remember, we've only had one president who was elected, then cheated out of re-election, and then came back to serve as president again. That was Grover Cleveland, a conservative Democrat. Interestingly enough, like Trump, a native New Yorker. So the left has solved that problem, and everything they throw at Trump just makes him stronger. Now this recent appeal to the Supreme Court over the question of presidential immunity and essentially executive privilege, to leapfrog the circuit court in D.C., which would have been stacked against Trump anyway, and go directly to the U.S. Supreme Court, combined with this action yesterday, and therefore a new appeal to the Supreme Court, demonstrates that this is a growing hysteria. The special counsel, Jack Smith, is desperate to have an election, a conviction, or at least a trial, and presumably in a favorable jurisdiction, a conviction prior to this election in order to try to wound President Trump. It's not working. It's really not
working.
Let's
be realist. They are everywhere now saying Trump supporters are Confederates, mayors, Democrats, senators. They're saying civil war. They've got an Obama-produced movie coming out about civil war, a bunch of other movies about civil war. They're running around saying we're all about to start killing each other. It's very easy to see the next move. False flags. Assassination attempts on Trump. I mean, they are beyond hysterical. So we should really sit back and say, okay, we're winning. What is this entrenched, unelected, crazed bureaucratic system that thinks it's insulated from you know any type of culpability? What are they going to pull next, Roger? I mean, let's do tomorrow's news today. What are they going to pull next?
Alex, I think anything is possible. I've said this on your show. I say it on my own daily show every day. It's essential that patriots not be goaded into doing something stupid or illegal. No, we don't support civil war. We're not for that. And at every step of the way, Donald Trump has worked within the legal system. Now, technically, he doesn't have to prove his innocence. They have to prove his guilt. but in the court of public opinion, where there is a Democrat mainstream media cabal, I think we all know the effort here is to sully his name and further destroy his chances. Oh, Trump is going to be an authoritarian dictator. Really? Who is it who's trying to lock up their chief political opponent? Who is it who uses the intelligence services to work closely with social media companies to censor any political point of view that they disagree with? Who is it that tapped into the 702 database millions of times to spy on average American citizens at the same time they use 278?
No, I totally agree, Roger. So let's pull back here because everybody else is talking about how it's unconstitutional. He wasn't convicted and it's a fraud. We know that. Let's get in their sick little minds because they keep escalating from little baby steps to huge jumps now. What, like Tucker Carlson has said, you've said, all they got left is assassination blowing up, you know, a black college and saying a Trump supporter did it. I mean, they're not going to give up. So let's just get that straight. They claim Trump supporters are going to hack with Russia the power grid and bring it down. No evidence of that. I mean, preposterous stuff. And then a bunch of movies produced by Obama and Hollywood saying that exactly is going to happen. So I'm not dumb.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
By the fact that all things being equal, Donald Trump is on his way back to the White House. I mean, every time they pull some gambit, it just ends up making him stronger. He's going to vanquish the opposition.
Well, that was my next question. That was my next question. If every time they indict him or do this, his polls explode to just historic, above, way above, biggest ever since polling started. You're right. Why do they keep doing it if it's not working, like a degenerate gambler? Why do they keep betting?
Because they believe that it will work in the future. In other words, all what they would say in their own defense strategically is, well, it hasn't worked yet, but that's because he hasn't been convicted yet. And when he's convicted, it will all fall apart. This, by the way, was, let's face it, the underlying basis for Governor Ron DeSantis' decision to challenge Trump. It's just turned out to be wrong. I think it's going to continue to be wrong. People no longer think, which they once did, that the entire judicial system in our country is fair and that justice is blind and that the kind of things we see happening to the president can't happen in America. Well, we've seen otherwise. We saw what they did to General Flynn. We saw what they did to
Trump. So they've blown their credibility, but they're sequestered in little judicial bubbles. Have they figured it out yet?
I don't think so. I think that they actually will up their game. I think that this decision yesterday clearly driven by politics. I mean, you had one judge.
It's mad dog rabies behavior.
Yes, I think it is illogical, hysterical behavior. But Trump really does instill in these people what we call Trump derangement syndrome. There's no question.
Why does he do that? Why does he do that? You know him better than anybody.
Because he's an existential threat to their entire uniparty control and their agenda. Before, he was a businessman from New York who I think turned out to be a truly great president, achieved truly great things, yet he was not still, at that point, he was not fully awake. And he really went to Washington.
No, you're right. Now he's like Caesar coming back from exile. They're really scared.
Yeah, exactly. He totally gets it. He knows who his friends are. He knows who his implacable enemies are. No, this isn't about revenge. This is about justice. It's about having one standard for everybody. So, look, we saw this recently. Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro were both charged with contempt of Congress. They were quickly tried and convicted. They both appealed their convictions. Hunter Biden has denied a subpoena to testify before Congress. It's pretty clear to me the House Republicans are going to send a referral to the Justice Department that he be held in contempt. What will happen then?
Nothing. All right, I'm asking a lot of questions. You're on fire as well. I know you don't talk about your conversations with the big guy. I don't mean Biden. How is Trump doing? What do you advise the listeners to do? Where are we? How can we save the country?
Well, first of all, as you know, I never get into the specifics of my actual conversations with the president, because if you were that indiscreet, well, before long, your conversations would end. But in general terms, I must tell you, he is incredibly buoyant. I mean, he's extraordinarily confident. He's very determined. He's very resilient. He's in an excellent mood. I mean, at the level of stress on this man and his ability to handle that stress, having been in the meat grinder myself and having seen what you've been through, Alex, and what General Flynn went through and others, Trump is a superman. He really is.
He looks younger than 5 years ago.
He's lost weight. He says he feels good. This is the Trump that I have known for 45 years. He is the same person I met in 1979. It's really quite amazing how he gets up every day and goes to battle, and he's a happy warrior. I mean, I honestly think that he is at his very best in crisis. That is when he really shines, and he totally gets it now. I mean, look at his prepared remarks. He's calling the Democrats out as Marxists. This is something that would have been unthinkable in 2012. This is the kind of rhetoric you only heard here on InfoWars, but it is accurate.
They're establishing a permanent dictatorship. They're tyrants. They want to destroy you. That's the truth, and they're used to victims that just sit there and take it. They are apoplectic right now.
I think that is exactly right, and that's why you have this this decision. Look, Colorado has until January 4th to print their ballots. As of this moment, Donald Trump is on the ballot in Colorado. Now, will Colorado even be a competitive state? I kind of doubt it. It's not one that I have in my mental calendar.
But they're trying to cause a chain reaction of other states to it.
But that, I don't think that's going to work. Actually, I think it's going to have the unintended consequence, the exact opposite. I think this whole line of attack is about to be vacated when the Supreme Court ultimately rules that Trump has not been convicted of insurrection. Therefore, these statutes don't apply, if they apply at all, based on the wording of the 13th Amendment.
All right, we're almost out of time. We're almost out of time.
Biden.
I mean, how are they going to get rid of him? Because they want to get rid of him. Who do they bring in?
I still believe that Michelle Obama will be their candidate. I don't think that they can just bypass Kamala Harris. She is, after all, at least on paper, next in line. And she's a woman of color, which is important within the context of the modern Democratic Party. So they offer her a Supreme Court seat. In the election, if there's an election of a Democratic president and a Democratic Senate, to step aside. And I predict yet again, right here on the Alex Jones Show, the ticket will be Michelle Obama for president and Governor Gavin Newsom for vice president. I stand by my prediction.
And when do they change those horses?
Well, that's the beauty of it. Because of the Democratic Party convention rules, they have the luxury of doing this late. In other words, the fact that certain filing deadlines have passed, the fact that Joe Biden will begin piling up delegates committed to him early in the year is almost incidental. Barack Obama can make this change pretty much whenever he decides to do so. So Joe can go easily or Joe can go hard, but in the end, I think Joe will not be a candidate.
I agree. So they're already putting the pressure on him. Then they segue a few months before with no review of Big Mike, any of it. They just slip Big Mike in.
She's incredibly popular within the Democratic Party. She's incredibly popular among the Democratic structure in the country. She can command $100 million in campaign funds in about 48 hours. She's sure-footed. She's used to being in the public eye. By the way, the more she says she's not interested and there's no way she'll run, that convinces me even more that, well, she'll be reluctantly drafted to be a candidate. People who snicker about this are making a gigantic error, Alex. She will be an extraordinarily formidable candidate, but I do think she can be tied to the disastrous policies of Joe Biden because this is, in fact, Barack Obama's third term.
That's right. Their Hail Mary will fail. Roger Stone, how people find your show?
They need to go to rumble.com/Roger Stone or stonezone.live today at 5 o'clock Eastern, or just go to stonezone.com and check us out there.
Roger, amazing analysis. Thank you so much, my friend.
Great to be with you.
All right, there goes Roger Stone. We're coming back with Vivek Ramaswamy, and he's saying he's getting out of the ballot in Colorado unless they reinstate Trump, to DeSantis' credit. He's said that, you know, this is wrong, what's happening to Trump. We'll talk about all this coming up, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. We've still got Stroid for shipping right now, double Patriot points for Turbo Force and more, and the silver products are back at DrJonesNaturals.com. DrJonesNaturals.com, limited supply, silver toothpaste with silver in it is back. Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get assigned copies of Fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on here to do that. That's the action point. Please go to InfowarsStore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at InfowarsStore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29. A signed copy is $100, and that's what it takes to fight the globalists. They have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, a Vitamin Refusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We are revealing the globalists. We're forcing them out in the open. The battle is joined. We'll defeat all these Harvard lawyers and inbred pedophiles. We'll defeat Bill Gates. Vivek Ramaswamy is connected with us right now, but I want to get to this breaking Bill Gates news. Bill Gates is in a lot of trouble.
Yesterday, a federal judge in New York ordered the Epstein client list of men having sex with children to be released to the world. this really happens, it's going to send shockwaves throughout the political structure. Because we now know that Epstein was working with the CIA, MI6, and primarily Mossad. Israeli leaders were caught going in and out of the building many, many times. The King of England's brother is deeply implicated as well. Now, the big question is, will Bill Gates and the prince and others be on the list, or is this just a partial list they're going to be releasing? From our intel, though, it looks like some of the really high-end people that were involved in this and being knowingly compromised may not have had their names on the list. What really matters is the flight logs. And Bill Gates and Bill Clinton and all these guys are all over those flight logs going on the Lolita Express to Epstein's little St. John's Island. We're going to be breaking all of this down today at Infowars.com/show. We'll also put links up here on The Real Alex Jones on X. But I want to make something very clear here. Whether Bill Gates is on the list or not, Bill Gates was heavily involved with Epstein and denied it and lied about it. And that was the main reason his wife said that she left him. That was one of the main reasons. But here's the facts. Bill Gates, the AP, Reuters, they've all reported, funded the programs in different parts of the third world that have been proven to be the main cause of polio. The majority of new polio cases are vaccine-induced. This is the same guy that talks about, well, we just shoot experimental stuff right in the little kids' arms.
Taking things that are, you know, genetically modified organisms, and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein.
Who died and made Bill Gates our doctor? Who made him the person over our bodies? And now he's supporting the UN treaty to turn control of our bodies and major medical responses over to the United Nations. So I don't know if Bill Gates ever had sex or molested any children. I don't know that. There's no evidence of that. But there is massive evidence of him trying to bring in a biomedical tyranny worldwide. And at the end of the day, being raped by some experimental shot that gives you polio, I think it's even worse than being sexually raped. But I'm certainly not lessening that. But this is the reality. This man and the people that he has basically had working for him setting up this planetary medical dictatorship are monsters, ladies and gentlemen. They're not our doctors. They're not our bosses. They don't control our bodies. And we need a worldwide declaration of independence against Bill Gates, the UN, Klaus Schwab, and all of them, and this UN treaty, which the official draft is out right now, that literally takes control of our nation's medical responses and our bodies. I'll see you at Infowars.com/show. And I can't wait to see who's on that list when it gets released January 1st.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
All right, he's on the road fighting hard for America and our freedoms. The second American Revolution is live. Vivek Ramaswamy threatens to boycott Colorado primary if they don't put Trump back on. Supreme Court set to rule. Now even DeSantis has joined Ramaswamy saying it's wrong. You talk about the dictatorship taking the mask off. But as I've said, Vivek, I've said before, we need you on the ballot in case the left is successful at taking out Trump. So we'll talk about that. And if you're off the ballot, the establishment wins as well. Vivek Ramaswamy via phone. So much to say here. Super viral. You're like the top story challenging this. This is so naked, so outrageous, such desperation. Vivek, give us your breakdown.
Well, my breakdown is this is a bastardization of our Constitution, Alec. The 14th Amendment was never intended to apply to anything like this. We're a country where the people of this country choose our elected leaders. That's what the American Revolution was fought for. The basic idea that we, the people, choose who we actually run, have run the government. And yet now, it's the old world European view. It's the elites in the back of palace halls, in this case, unelected partisan bureaucratic judges in the state of Florida, in the state of Colorado this time, going to be other states soon, that are deciding that, you know what, the people cannot be trusted to let the actual selected person govern. That's wrong. That will end on my watch. But, you know, as I heard about this, It was instantly, Alex. When somebody told me that this was happening, and I saw that in the news, I said, you know what? If Trump's not on the ballot, then I shouldn't be on the ballot. No one else should either. That's how you fight back against this. is to say that, you know what, if they're not going to try to let us have a fair GOP primary, if the, frankly, it's not just the left, the uniparty, many in the Republican Party want this to happen too. Let's not lie about that. Many other Republican candidates would love to see Trump eliminated. But the reality is, if that's what they're trying to do, we're not going to let them get away with that by saying that I won't be on that ballot either. That way, this is a null and void electoral result. That's what you do when there's election interference, is you call it out and you nullify that election interference right away, which is why I announced that if they're not going to put Trump on that ballot, then I will withdraw from the Colorado ballot as well. The other thing, though, Alex, is this is just the beginning of what I think is coming in the next 6 months. And, you know, a lot of people have, you know, will say things like, well, if you pulled your name off to Colorado, then why are you still running? Do you think they're going to let, if Donald Trump were going to be the Republican nominee, do you think this system is even going to let that happen? You've got to be living in some fantasy land if you think that's what's going on in this country today.
Well, exactly.
And
once
to
they
fight for our country, and that's what we're going to do.
Once they start making the moves this brazen, it shows all bets are off. Elaborate on that.
Well, look, I mean, I think that you have, it's like the equivalent of an immune system that's having a reaction to some sort of allergen to that system. If Donald Trump is that allergen, this immune system is mounting an all-out response, and it will destroy our entire system, our entire constitutional republic in its way. You have 4 to 5 trials that are slated. It's not an accident when they set these trials up for. It was designed to absolutely be in the path to heading into that general election after Super Tuesday. This is designed to keep one man out of office. They have tried every tactic in the book. Now they're resorting to even increasingly unthinkable tactics, which is what you see happening in Colorado. And I think that we are in really the final stages of skating on thin ice as a country.
And by the way, Vivek, just to back you up, breaking now, California Lieutenant Governor urges Secretary of State to explore legal option to remove Trump from California 2024 ballots. So what you just predicted is now happening.
It's literally happening in real time right before our eyes, Alex. And we got to understand, we got to get beyond the Republican Party's talking point. Frankly, the Republican Party establishment is almost equally corrupt to the Democratic Party establishment. So this isn't about Republicans and Democrats right now. This is about the continued existence of our country, the United States of America. That's why I don't sit here bashing Biden. He is not really even the president of the United States. He is a puppet of the managerial class. They're going to trot out a new puppet about March of next year when Trump's trials begin. That's exactly what's going to happen. This is all an optical illusion. The reason they're rolling out the Hunter Biden story now, the mainstream media is paying attention to it after 7 years, and the Biden documents case, is they're ready to get him out of the way, just as they're preparing to get Trump out of the way and trot out whoever their new puppet is that's going to do their bidding. That's the game that's playing out in real sight. So a lot of earnest Republicans, but good party soldiers, they're missing the point. It's not about Republican versus Democrat. It is the permanent state, the permanent government, the deep state that is actually pulling the levers of power in both parties today. They're getting Trump out of the way, and actually, ironically, they're preparing to get Biden out of the way right around the same time.
That's right.
And that's why it's important for those of us who are willing to stand for...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Even before it ended, because they were too worried that I was spitting hard truth.
Look. I know you're for real because that you panicked them, and then Trump panics them. What about Vivek Ramaswamy and Donald John Trump panics them?
Well, it's the fact that we can actually get it done. See, it's one thing if you have a stooge of a professional politician that's in a stuffed suit that says the things that they don't appreciate, they're not going to actually execute and do it. But if somebody's coming in as an outsider with actual experience in building business, as an executive with sharp elbows, they're worried they're going to get that job done. And I give Trump a lot of credit. You know, Alex, he rolled that log over. We saw what crawled out. But now it's time to bring the pesticide. And that's why I'm in this, is we can't just stop at exposing this anymore. We have to actually get in there and shut it down. And in some ways, the managerial class, they duped Trump where they said you can't fire those employees because of civil service.
Yeah, that was
protection.
A big lie. I mean,
that's a lie.
Bill Clinton fired them all.
And we will. Exactly. And the president of the United States has the power to do it. But that also takes the president who knows and understands the law and the Constitution of this country. I do. And that's why if I swear an oath to the Constitution, I better darn well know what it says. I'm going to know what it says. I already know what it says. Now I'm going to swear that oath and keep it. And that's what it's going to take. And the America First agenda, I love the way you say it, Alex. It doesn't belong to Trump. It doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the people of this country. That's who it belongs to. And that's the spirit we're going to need, where I don't want America First to be a blip in our nation's history. I want it to be the beginning of the next century of the direction of this country, reviving what George Washington talked about in his 1796 farewell speech, standing for the interests of the citizens of this nation. That's the job of our elected officials.
I know you got to go. We got a few minutes left, Vivek Ramaswamy, but if they've escalated this far, gut level, you don't like to speculate, but what are they going to pull now? If they know this will boost Trump's numbers, they still do it. They're hysterical. What do you think they're going to pull next, and how do we counter that?
So, look, I just think that you're seeing the warning signs come one at a time. You saw that New York prosecution. That didn't work. Then you see two federal prosecutions. Then the Georgia prosecution. Then the civil suit. Now you're seeing an effort even outside of the court system, outside of those cases, to keep him off the ballot. Now in multiple states, you're seeing a fold out in real time. I just think, Alex, what we are seeing is a system that I think has made a determination, the people in charge, that they will not, by one method or another, they will not allow this man to be president. And you see them ratcheting that up. And so where they go next, look, I think you can make a prediction. Anyone can make a prediction of where this road ends. But my view is, I think that they have made clear that they're not going to allow this man to return to the White House, one means or another, from the Colorado case to the prosecution to every one of the other tactics they're trying.
Yeah, so there's no limit. How do we restrain them? Because they're maniacs. They have no limit. What do we do?
Well, that's why I'm in this, Alex. I'm doing my part, right? I think each of us has a role to play. I'm in this to revive our republic. What do they want? They effectively want to eliminate Trump from Congress.
That's right. So you're Paul Revere-ing around exposing the tyranny. We should all be doing that.
Every one of us, it's in our power to do it. It's every one of our power. You're doing your part. I'm proud of you, and I'm glad you're back and uncensored on X. As, you know, we should live in a country with free speech. But every one of us, it's not just me. It's not just you. It's every citizen in this country has an obligation to expose that rot for what it is. Right now, the plan they're trying to plan for is get Trump out, get someone like Nikki Haley who they can control in. And that arguably is even more dangerous than a Democrat.
Oh, a bird brain is so dangerous. He's as bad as Gavin Newsom. So we go after Nikki Haley. We go after Newsom. We go after anybody else they're planning to bring in. I mean, I think we need to understand, like you said, marks are going to change horses. We've got to go ahead and just move past that and start exposing them now.
We have to shut down the administrative agencies in D.C. We have to shut down the deep state. But the only way we're going to win that is if we actually have success in actually taking back over in 2024. And so that's vital right now. I think there's many ways to change this country. I mean, a lot of this goes beyond the United States as well. This is transnational. It goes beyond the
No, you're right. It's tyranny. It's Klaus Schwab versus 1776. So in closing, I know you got to go. I wrote this question I want to ask you, and I said it earlier. You kind of mentioned it, but I want you to respond to this. We don't want to climb over dead bodies. We want to pray for Trump. We want him to get in there. You're a great tail gunner, you know, great wingman in this. And if something happens to him, which we pray doesn't happen, we need to catapult you in there because there's no other candidate even close to you. So I've said it before. We need to understand this is a real issue. So, Vivek, I've said it before, but we need you on the ballot in case the left is successful at taking out Trump. And literally, we hope the tire doesn't blow out. But you are, I'm trying to lessen you, like a spare tire. We need to make sure you're in there, you're pumped up, you're ready. Because, I mean, you know, we got to start quarterback, but you're a great quarterback, too. I hate to talk like this, but we need you ready to go into the game. So how do we supercharge you?
I appreciate that, Alex. Well, look, I'm going to keep doing my part. People do theirs. Help propel us to, even if we get a top three finish in the Iowa caucus, that shatters the media expectations. I believe we're going to do that and then some. And so people can go to Vivek2024.com, sign up more than a financial donation, sign up to be a volunteer, spread this message. And I'm not in this for me, Alex. It's like what you said. I have a moral responsibility to see this through for our country. And God forbid, I don't want things to go the direction of Colorado or anyone else eliminating the competition. But I think the 2024 is going to unfortunately be a very chaotic, and I would go so far as to say frightening year for the country.
I agree.
But we're here to make sure we come out stronger on the other side of it. So I'm here for the country, and you all do your part. I promise you I'm going to do mine.
No, I totally agree. Anybody that's bored right now is not paying attention. This is a revolution of ideas coming together, and we're going to decide the future. Vivek, one more time. A lot of people volunteer. Where do they go?
Vivek2024.com, Vivek2024.com. Donation of your time is what I'm asking for, not your money, but your time. Thanks a lot.
Vivek Ramaswamy, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, man.
Oh, man, this is so real, folks. This is so hardcore. I mean, I every day I'm like pinching myself saying, is this real? I mean, this is really going down. The New World Order is out in the open trying to say you can't vote for Trump and indicting him for questioning the election they stole, while they're stealing the new one. And now California Lieutenant Governor writes the Secretary of State, Shirley Weber, to explore every legal option to remove President Trump from California 2024 presidential primary ballot. I mean, they are doing it, saying you can't vote for this person because he claims we don't want you to vote for him. I mean, that is wild. That is just crazy, like two men can have a baby, or teach a seven-year-old to put them in a fast track to have their testicles cut off or their breasts cut off. I mean, who the hell comes up with people like this? Where do they even think about that? Oh, that's an eight-year-old kid. I can convince them without their parents they want to be fast-tracked to have their testicles cut off. I'm going to get that going right now so we make $500,000 out of it. I mean, they're just pure evil, folks. They just look at the world and say, because here's the thing. I saw Bill Gates do an interview, I forget who it was with, Bloomberg or something, where he explained, well, you notice all the jets look the same because there's a perfect shape for a jet. And technology hits a certain point and stagnates. But what they do then is invent stuff where we ban cows and give you synthetic bacteria-filled cancer meat grown off the tumors of a dead black woman. You heard me just say that. That's actually true. You're like, well, that sounds completely insane. They're just inventing evil. So he's like, well, I'll just ban farming and run the new thing. Because he can't invent something new. We've kind of hit a plateau here. So they come up with AI that does what we do, but not even as good, and say, oh, it'll run things now. It's all a lie. Stop giving it your authority. Stop giving it your power. We're going to go to break and come back. Good news, folks. My dad, the retired, well, he's not retired, he's lost his license, but he quasi-retired. Guinness, with all the great supplements and products coming up with, has all the silver products finally back in stock. The nano silver toothpaste, the mouthwash, it's all there. DrJonesNaturals.com, just DrNaturals.com, just DrNaturals.com. Go there. It's not at InfoWarsStore.com. It's at DrNaturals.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. One word, DrJonesNaturals.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. We'll put a link up in the live show feed if you want to find that link, DrJonesNaturals.com. In fact, we'll create a little post there so you can see that. All the other stuff, Rocket Rest, Kava Chill. It's all back in stock, limited supplies, DrJonesNaturals.com. And then we still have store-wide free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com, double Patriot points, Turbo Force back in stock, X2 selling out back in stock, Winter Sun, everybody should be taking it right now, boost your immune system massively. Almost all the viral issues are not having enough of that, having a deficiency in it. We have the highest quality D3 in Winter Sun. It's back in stock, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. And you can also get a copy of my book, Signed or Unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance, at InfoWarsStore.com. It's already number one in a bunch of categories, but Christmas is the most competitive time of books. It's gone as high as number 20 on the charts. The last book was number one, but this book's even bigger, but it's the way the market works. But I want to thank you all for your support. But whatever you do, tell people to tune in on the local radio stations you're listening to, local TV stations you're watching, or InfoWars.com/show. And a report on Bill Gates and the Epstein list coming out is at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Hour number three, breaking news, special guest, and more straight ahead.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.